We now turn to London and speak with Gillian Nicolay. She's with the BBC. Gillian, I understand that the temperature has finally dipped there in London.
Yes, it's been quite a relief actually today for many, many people going to work and using the underground.
Have there been many heat-related deaths and illnesses there in London during this heat wave?
No, it has been record heat here, over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It's about 37.8 centigrade on some days, and it's been about 98 or so many days for over a week. But we haven't seen very many medical emergencies. We seem to have coped medically, and the hospital seems to be coping with any heat stroke or any of the elderly people that have been dealing with problems related to the heat.
What's so striking about this story is this is a public health emergency in Paris. How is it that other countries, other cities in the region have escaped this fate?
Well, as far as London is concerned and cities in Britain, I think simply the fact that it's not quite as hot as it has been in Paris. You're looking at temperatures there about 4 degrees hotter than in London, which is quite considerable. It's above body temperature. So older people have been finding that very, very tough. Also, you've had problems in France with power cuts and the forest fires. We haven't had those problems here in Britain. And it does seem as though France has been dealing poorly with the problem that they face, and the government is now recognising that they have a major crisis. We haven't had anything like that here. And, you know, those 4 degrees, it may not seem a lot, perhaps, on paper, but in terms of people's reactions and people's bodies and their biologies, it makes a considerable difference.
Now, beyond the dangers and the discomfort, how has the heat affected the daily drumbeat of life there in London?
Oh, massively, massively. People have never experienced something as extended as this heat wave. People are really, really struggling, as I say, on the underground, going to work. Lots of people even taking sick days off work because they just can't face going into offices. You've had some offices where they haven't had air conditioning. They're not equipped to deal with this kind of condition for their employees. So some small employers have either had to buy in a load of fans or let people off, or have seen simply people just not coming into work.
Thanks, Gillian. Stay cool.
You're welcome.
Gillian Nicolay is with the BBC, and she spoke to us from London.